Wow.
He's wow. Yelling at me already.
He already told you what to do.
Dude.
We haven't even fucking started.
He's Jordanian, guys.
He's cool, boy.
I thought he was my Habibi, but I don't know.
What's up, guys? Dave here, back at the Scattered Chaos podcast room. I'm with Jeff today.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Hi, how are you, buddy?
Right, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. We've got some
You haven't been here for like 6 months, so welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I've been traveling. Where did I go? Went to Vegas.
If you got to think about it, that's too much traveling.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jenny and I calculated that I traveled 4 weeks in a row and spent no more than 3 days home.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's been wild but fun.
You've had some good stuff.
We've had some good stuff. We went to New Orleans, and that was so much fun.
What was it like for Halloween, dude?
Honestly, it wasn't even that crazy. I thought it was going to be a lot crazier. It was not. I mean, there were a lot of people out. But I guess Saturday night was their Halloween night, and we weren't there.
So they had the big parades and stuff.
Yeah, because, everybody's back at school. Colleges are back at school. But then, we walked so much.
That's
it was
good.
Crazy. So we got in on Sunday, landed, got to the hotel. No, first I got to tell you. So there's a company that we use out there called Mansion Limousines. They're two really good friends of mine, Lionel and Woody. So Mr. Woody is this, like, he's probably like 6'4", black guy, like running. He's a linebacker for sure. And he's got this little hat, one of these like I don't know what they're called. They're just like old school hat.
Like a fedora.
Fedora. And he's like, we're coming down the escalator. I didn't realize it was him until I came down the escalator. And he's got a sign. He says, Uzio. And I'm like, oh, it's Woody. He's the same guy who drove me last time.
That's awesome.
So gave me a big hug. Get the car. He's like, do you guys want to go get some daiquiris? I'm like, oh, we'll go to the hotel. I don't want to make you stop. He's like, no, it's a drive through.
Yes.
Dude.
What are they, like the hurricanes, the daiquiris?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I had just a strawberry daiquiri, and it was so like the bomb. And it was like not perfect weather. It was like...
I heard it got cold.
It did. It was... Well, the first 2 days...
60s are cold.
Yeah, it wasn't cold. It was windy. That was the problem. So then we got to the hotel, and then we went to a place right across the street, which I liked just because it was kind of like the first meal of... being in New Orleans, but like everybody I've talked to since says like, nah, that place isn't good. But it's called Mother's. It's a deli.
Okay.
But they serve everything. So go in there and they're like, oh, what are you going to order? So I don't know what everybody else ordered. I ordered a seafood platter. If I can tell you, you remember
crawfish.
You remember Sizzler?
Oh yeah.
You remember how everybody used to stack stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's how it was, dude. Shrimp. Crawfish, they had scallops.
Oh my God.
I mean, oysters.
All from the Gulf?
All from the Gulf.
Ooh.
Deep fried, which I knew was going to kill me and I would explode in the bathroom after.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had jambalaya.
I've never had that.
Oh my God. I mean, it was phenomenal. The food was phenomenal in my eyes.
It has to be in New Orleans.
But then, We ended up going out downtown, just walking around. That's the first time.
Yeah, I saw a picture. Now, if any of you know Dave Uzeal, Dave doesn't walk with you. Dave walks on his own. So yes. You'll start as a group of four, and then all of a sudden you'll see Dave's back of his head and his back like 20 feet. You just go on your walkabout.
I don't even know.
You
why
don't. I
don't
you
even realize
do
I do it. And it's like,
you got to start running to keep up with the guy.
Jenny's always, you're walking so fast. I'm like, no, I'm
so
walking.
Good, it's not just me.
Dude, I'm like, I'm walking. Move your ass.
You're like a dad that's like trying to get away from his
kids on
vacation.
I know, right?
You're just walking.
So we had Rodrigo, Priscilla, and Jenny with us, with me. And we went down to Bourbon Street. I showed them Bourbon Street.
It's kind of, dude, be honest, right? Bourbon Street is cool.
It's cool for a minute.
But like, it's fully scummy, dude.
It's it's like a college party, all day long. It
smells like old booze and vomit,
dirty pee.
And pee.
Dude. And now I don't know if now, but this is the first time I've seen cops on horses there.
Oh, they've always done that crowd control.
Okay,
yeah.
I've only been a couple times.
I think during Mardi Gras they used the mounted patrol to push everybody off the street and clear the street.
We didn't get a chance to go to Frenchman, which is like the big jazz. area.
Oh, yeah. Well, the French Quarter, right?
Well, that's all called the French Quarter.
Okay.
Because it's really interesting. There's the French side, and then they have the American side. And the streets do not cross. Canal Street is the divide between the French quarters and the American quarters.
I
didn't know that. We learned a lot, dude.
That's cool.
Woody took us the next day on a sightseeing tour. We went to the Ninth Ward, saw where Hurricane Katrina, you know, where the damage was.
Yeah, still exists.
Still exists. I mean, there are people's houses that are just covered in brush because they're gone.
Yeah.
Then he took us to a plantation, which was a cool experience. But one of the best things he took us to is Lorraine's. And Lorraine's is famous for her beignets.
Oh, the beignets, dude.
Chocolate-filled beignets. Oh,
that
dude.
That makes me a happy factor.
Oh, dude. I took a bite, and Jenny said, like, first I had, like, all the powder on my...
Oh, yeah. You can't help it.
Right.
Powder and everywhere.
Dude, she was like, Dave, like... Relax. It's just a beignet. I'm like, no. This is a life-altering experience.
Yeah, it's like it's sexual when it enters your mouth.
100%.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Totally. Right.
Yeah. And what else do we do? We went to. Oh, we had a really good meal at N7. It's a Japanese French cuisine.
Oh wow, fusion.
Yeah. So it was really, really good. Had some really good sake. I took the team out us for dinner. You know how I like to go.
Yeah, yeah.
We go in a group.
No, yeah. It's usually very quiet when you go with Dave.
Yeah, very, very quiet.
Very boring.
Boring. No talking allowed.
Yeah, nothing. No going out.
No going
sit in the room the whole time.
What else do we do? Oh, we ate a lot. That's for sure. But you know, it was a great, great trip. Had fun.
Yeah.
Happy to be home. I'm leaving again.
Are you really?
On Sunday. I'm going to SLOW to meet
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, to meet some of my buddies in the industry. Where it's like a bunch of us every 3 months get together, and so it's kind of
Is a hotbed of activity down there.
Oh yeah,
no.
There is.
If you're going down as honeymooners,
right? Yeah. Honeymooners or you're a college student, you're fine.
Yeah, Cal Poly. But
there is a really good Mexican place right on the ocean that we're going to go to. I can't remember the name.
Is it the one on the hill that you can see the ocean?
No, it's actually right by the beach.
Oh, okay. I went down there once.
With my wife. Oh, really? It's right where the fairgrounds are.
Oh, okay.
Near there.
Okay.
And so we're gonna go hang out there for a couple of days.
Cool.
Talk shop and talk, you know.
Sure. Lots of business is gonna get
done.
It's
funny. It was the same group that I went to Kansas with. You remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah.
He's the reason he's the second reason why I wanted to buy a boat. You were the first reason I bought a boat.
Don't blame me for that. Don't blame me.
But
for that.
But that boat's dope now,
dude. Yeah, we should sell it.
Yeah.
You should turn it for
double
what you paid for.
Yeah, that would actually be smart. Might not be a bad idea.
It's brand new. Basically new.
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking about last night, though, by the way.
Yeah.
We need a little more bass in there, I think.
You do?
I think the tower speakers overpower the bass.
So where do we put it, though? We have to figure out where we're going
to
put it.
We have to figure it out.
Okay.
Talk to Adam. Yeah, yeah.
We got room. Got to do it.
How I can just suggest this to you.
I mean.
You're like, let's go. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. Anything for louder music.
Well, bass, dude.
Yeah.
Bass in the boat.
I think what we should do is put it on the water first and see what it sounds like on the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the water might entrench the hull a little bit.
Insulate it, yeah.
Anyways.
You know what I was doing while you were traveling?
What?
Yeah, I was here working.
You weren't working. That's bullshit. You don't work.
Yeah,
none of you guys work. All you guys literally fucking talk shit.
I literally just sit outside the door of the podcast room and wait for Dave to come back from a trip, and then I sit here and do a podcast with him, then I leave.
That's basically
it. I do nothing.
All right, I got a question for you. You ready?
Here we go.
All right. What is one condiment you cannot live without?
One condiment. What is one condiment?
I already have my answer.
That I cannot live without. One condiment. Like, you're talking...
Condiment.
You're talking an edible condiment.
Correct.
I got to say butter.
Ooh, butter.
Yeah, I like butter.
Mine's ranch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, just as bad. No wonder our hearts are going to explode in five years.
So the reason I random question is because in New Orleans, I took out one of our favorite clients. He was there he's actually the reason I go to those shows. And we're sitting down with all his employees. And we're having lunch at this, like...
I know where this is going.
Craziness.
Right.
It was just like... Let me tell the story. First, we walk into the place. It's an old bar, Irish bar kind of thing. You look down, and one of the guys says, "Oh, fuck." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Look at that." And he points down, and it's the backwards swastika the Indian, you know, there's two swastikas.
Yeah.
There's not two swastikas. There's one. But there's the Indian formation.
Yeah.
But it was on the floor. And, like, we all looked and we were like,
that's
not normal. Especially, like, what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I can eat here. So we walk outside, get in around the table, and everybody's like, do you guys see what was in – me and this guy were the one that saw it. Did you guys see what we saw when you walked in? They're like, no, why? We think there were swastikas on the floor. And they're like, no way, no way. So they all – Corey gets up, and Corey runs and looks into it, and he's like, oh, fuck, it's swastikas. Comes back, and then I don't know what clicked in his head. He was like, wait a second. And then he looked it up. It was the Indian – design that looked like a flipped swastika. I was like, oh my God, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
I still would have eaten there, whatever. Maybe not. Probably.
I mean,
it was, dude, I was like, dumbfounded. But I got to tell you, the jambalaya was the motherfucking bomb.
It's all good. Have what you want on your floors, apparently.
As long as the jambalaya is good.
Oh my God, David.
Okay, so you said butter, I say ranch. Tariq, what about you?
Ranch.
What is wrong with you guys? Wait, ranch on everything? Literally?
Ranch, dude.
I don't put butter on everything, but like...
I could put ranch on eggs. I could put ranch on... Dude, ranch on French fries, ranch with pizza.
Okay. Well, pizza for sure. I can do pizza. Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but hot wings is more of a blue cheese.
Now you just took away my question.
No, but what?
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Buffalo wings.
Yeah, hot,
blue cheese or ranch?
No, blue cheese for
ranch
sure.
Ranch for sure. 100%.
Ranch still?
Dude, ranch. For
Have
sure.
Have you tried it with blue cheese?
Oh, yeah. I love blue cheese. I love blue cheese dressing.
I mean, it's just eating fungus. It's not
That's
a big
all you're
deal.
Really dealing with.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next question.
All right.
Wedge salad.
Yeah. Blue cheese.
I say
Dude,
ranch.
Straight up blue cheese.
So you're going to put blue cheese on blue cheese?
Yes.
Blue cheese crumble with blue cheese dressing.
On a wedge with like some sliced ham and some sliced, diced, hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, blue cheese for sure.
What is wrong with humans?
But ranch works too, though.
See, yeah,
they're very
similar,
except ranch is spicier.
Right.
And it's not fungus.
It doesn't have fungus. So we were doing this at the lunch table.
Healthy like, for you.
Yeah, we had a couple other ones. Favorite fast food.
I don't know if it's fast, but like pizza, I'm a pizza dude.
So you don't eat fast food? Like
I don't.
Okay,
really? Yeah, you wouldn't know it, but
right?
I used to before I went to the police academy. Yeah, it was bad.
Okay,
yeah, but I think pizza is like my cheat food.
I have to say Chick-fil-A is like my.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
It's disgusting how much I love it.
I find that like the fast food burgers, I mean, like if I do a protein style burger at In-N-Out,
yeah,
I'm good.
Right.
But like later you smell the grease and you're like,
just feel it.
You're like, ugh.
All
so,
right.
Yeah. This is questioning. He thinks I'm going to come up with questions apparently.
No, you don't have to. We'll stop this.
I know. I got you. I got you. No, I got you.
In-N-Out or Five Guys?
Ooh. Five Guys. I think so. Five Guys.
See, I'm split in the middle.
In-N-Out's good for quick. Five Guys is better to sit
Monster
down.
Style fries.
I've never
crispy.
Wait, Monster style.
French fries at In-N-Out.
What is?
What?
You mean animal
I'm sorry,
style?
Did I say monster?
I was gonna say like Monster style.
Oh, shit.
Is this the hidden menu? I don't know about.
Okay. Wow, I got corrected.
Animal style.
Animal style fries with crispy fries.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
But the burgers from Five Guys.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not. That I don't like their French fries, I think it's just too much.
But their burgers are good.
Their burgers are good. The hot dogs are good.
Dude, honestly, I'm sorry. I still... Burgers for me, Villa Toast in Burlingame.
Oh.
Their burgers are...
Their pizza are bomb, too.
Their pizza's the best.
Dude, do you remember we used to go...
All the time.
All the time.
That was like our substation, dude.
I tell
where
everybody...
Where do you want to go to code? Host.
Yeah.
The host.
The host. see, in Burlingame, we had the host, and in Daly City, we had Westlake. Joe's.
Oh, you had Westlake. Oh, yeah. That's still Joe's now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Joe's.
Original Joe's.
Original
now.
Joe's now.
Yeah.
Dude, so they used to take really good care of us.
Yeah, I'm sure. Eating the kitchen with the chefs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sitting on the, putting us in the back room so nobody would bother us. It was
cool.
Really cool. It was a really cool experience. So, you know, we don't really have a topic today.
No, but like, okay, let's stay on the question and answer. Okay. All right. Your favorite, and I think I know where you're going to go with the answer.
Okay.
Your favorite car. Now, this is from the time you got your driver's license to now. What is the car that if you had any car you could get right in this world?
Are you saying of what I had already or dream car?
Dream car.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're building a dream car. For most people, it'd be like, holy crap, this is the badass car.
I would tell you that my Continental is like, it's important to me.
So the Continental is down in a shop in L.A., a speed shop in L.A. being
Devious
built.
Devious Customs.
Yeah, Devious Customs is building.
Big ups to Jeff Davies. He's a solid fucking dude. He's been really nice to me and taking care of me. But
it's costing.
Yeah, so.
But the LS swap is what's getting you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So funny thing is that we just put in a custom suspension, and they finally were able to get everything in
when
tune.
When did that happen? Dude?
That was the only reason we brought it there.
Oh.
He was putting this new air ride suspension that's not hydraulics.
Oh, nice.
It's like this new style of kind of airbags. I don't really know how to describe it. But,
he
custom put it together, and then he just found a lot of little problems. And then they went to drive it, and basically a whole shit ton of leaks.
Fluids, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's like, Dave, this is going to be bad, and you're going to be mad at me. So let me check things. And he's like, this engine's shot.
And that was the original motor.
That's the original motor.
That's hard to just say get rid of.
Yeah. So we decided to do an LS3 swap.
How many horsepower?
480.
To the wheels.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. And it's going to sound great. So they pulled everything out. He already sprayed the inner wall black.
Oh, nice.
And they're actually going to spray the engine the same color as my car.
Nice.
So I'm really excited.
That's a custom move.
Yeah, big up to Devious Customs.
This thing's got suicide doors. It's a convertible.
Yeah, custom stereo, brand new interior.
Shocking on the stereo. Right.
Brand new. We did full Cal speakers and we did JL subs.
Nice.
With, I think we 2,000 watts of power.
2,000 pounds of power,
yeah,
really?
It's,
so it's almost done.
It's almost done. Yesterday they took out the engine, sprayed it, and they're starting to do the transmission and everything right now altogether.
So is that your dream car?
That's
your dream car. Now, what's the significance behind the Lincoln?
My dad used to have one when he came to America.
That's awesome.
And that was like the first car he ever really drove in the business.
Yeah.
And then as I grew older, my best friend, George Lucas, not the George Lucas, we all grew up in San Bruno, and when we got to high school, he had one, and he would roll.
That's an awesome high school car, dude.
I mean, his dad had like I want to say a 70s Cadillac, like green and white, really long,
nice,
like the boats. So he got this Lincoln and built it, and I don't know what happened. I think he sold it to Joe
McNabb.
No, but Bautista.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And oh, you got this?
I got it from Joe. Yeah.
Oh shit! What a small world,
dude. Joe had it sitting in the back lot of his dad's shop, and was doing nothing with it. And he put it on Craigslist, and I was like, you know, things are kind of good right now with the business, and I could use, you know, I could spend a little money on this and use it for the limo business as a wedding car too.
Oh.
And so I said, fuck it. So I bought it. I got it for $8,000.
Wow.
And spent money. So I'm.
Don't say what you're into it for.
I'll say
you'll never recoup it.
I'm about 7 to 8x that.
Oof. But you can make that money back, in my opinion, with marketing using that car.
Oh, for sure.
For this business.
Oh,
dude.
No, dude. I'm telling you, we had so many bookings for the car already when I bought it.
Really?
And already had everything installed, but we had so many little problems.
Right.
And I was just like, it's not worth it. So that's why I sent it to Devious Customs, because he's known for like
tricking
the Lincolns. He's a big Lincoln guy.
Oh, nice.
So but great guy. Been wonderful working with him. What about you?
I know yours,
but go ahead.
So it's a 1972 Chevy Chevelle. That's just the way I am.
Right.
I had one in high school. I sold it to become a responsible adult.
And you're not a responsible adult, though.
I wasn't at the time, for sure. You're still but not it, my dad and my mom were like, oh, it's a gas guzzler. It's a money pit. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. What else do you got for me? What other crashing do you have for me?
I don't know.
Yeah, see now that took
I'm
you a while.
I'm hung up on my Chevelle, dude. Yeah,
now, sad moment. No,
see, it's a sad moment for me because I mean, literally, dude, I had it in high school. It was probably the baddest car that was in our high school at Sarah.
Yeah.
I still got my buddy to say, dude, I miss your Chevelle. Yeah. I think it was so badass. And then I met my wife.
Yeah.
And we dated in that car.
Right.
And our relationship started, you know, in that car.
Ah.
No, wink, no, wink. That's not what you think, you dirty bastard. No, I asked her on our first date, and okay. Then I said, well, everybody thinks we're dating, should we be dating? And we were going to lunch in my Chevelle. I'll never forget that moment. And then I sold it. And that car would have been worth like 60 grand right now, dude. It
must have been. What color?
Okay, so I got it from my older brother, who was not a hot rod guy, but he had this car. It was like a burnt orange with a tan vinyl top with Krager mags.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it.
Right.
So stripped the vinyl top because rust always happens on Chevelles in the back window and everything. So I did my whole thing. Sanded it down, redid it. We painted it like a pearl white. I lowered it, put center lines on it. It was badass. It was badass. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a heartbreaker for me because, like, I always said to my wife, and we've been blessed that, like, the things that we've done, with the exception of some bad things that have happened in our life, that happens to everybody, right? But we had a goal, things that we wanted to achieve, and we were blessed and we achieved a lot of those goals,
That's
right?
That's awesome.
And one of them was for me was to say, hey, I have a Chevelle, you know, for the kids, or go cruising.
Right.
That was my big thing. We'll go cruising on the weekends like old people do, you know, get through their hot rod and go cruising. So someday I'll...
You'll come across a deal.
I'll get a deal and maybe
and start working it slowly.
Have Vander do some body work.
Dude.
We'll shoot it downstairs.
Yeah, we'll just shoot it in our paint booth.
Anyway. Shit. Okay, all right. All right,
I got one for you.
All right.
What is your favorite song?
Gosh. Song, huh? I think it's probably Shania Twain and Brian White, From This Moment.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That was the song of our wedding.
From This Moment.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. My wife hated Shania.
Jenny hates.
She was like, you know, Shania.
She was hot.
Smoking. So smoking. Mama didn't like Shania.
No. Okay.
And my infatuation with Shania.
Okay,
so
it made its way
into the wedding.
It wasn't
necessarily featured in the wedding.
Okay.
I'll just say that. Yeah, yeah. But that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's a heart tugger. Go ahead. What's yours?
Garth Brooks.
Ooh.
I'm having a brain fart.
Thunder Rolls.
No.
Friends in Low Places.
Prayers. Something. No. What?
Oh, Unanswered Prayers.
Unanswered Prayers.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Garth Brooks was the first concert I ever went to as a child.
Oh, that's the bar set freaking. Yeah.
Dude, so I saw him.
That's your first concert?
First concert.
Ever.
My dad and my brother. My brother bought tickets for my dad, and his friend bailed on them. So my brother took me. And it was Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire.
Oh, my God, dude. Those are like icons.
Dude, did I tell you I'm going to see him at the end of the month?
Are you really?
Yeah. So,
oh, you did tell me. And Jenny, right?
So we're going to go to Vegas and see him the second day, and we're seeing Miranda Lambert the first day. Because Jenny's a big Miranda Lambert.
Is she?
She loves Miranda Lambert.
Okay. So Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
What is this thing that's going around about Garth Brooks and knowing where the bodies are buried? Have you heard that?
No, let me look it up.
So, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. He's a comedian, Tom Segura.
Okay.
Tom Segura, I watched one of his performances, and he said, Garth knows where the bodies are buried. And I don't know what it is, dude. I heard it, and I never figured out what the context
was.
But
was he talking about Garth Brooks?
Yes. Yeah, Garth Brooks knows where the bodies are buried. And everyone goes, yeah.
Where are the bodies buried, Garth? I've never even heard this.
Me either. That was the first time. I'm like, what are they insinuating? Like, he knows that there's bodies buried on his property somewhere? Or did Garth unalive people and put them somewhere out in the country?
That's some weird stuff.
I didn't know what it was. I got to figure it out, dude, because that was kind of like a random drop in his show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But people went apeshit.
So if we're on music,
Yeah. Music is my thing. Bro. I know. I love
mine
music.
Too. So, what was your first concert?
it was the Eric Martin Band and Night Ranger at the Warfield in San Francisco.
Wow.
And I was 13, went with my cousin Jackie and cousin Rodney.
Okay.
We had balcony seats. That was my first show.
Okay, and I've already told you Garth was my first. What was your favorite concert you went to?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Oh, I've never seen him.
Bruno Mars, dude.
I heard his
I got two.
Okay, I'll give you
I can cheat.
You can cheat.
I saw Bruce Springsteen on the Born in the USA tour at the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh my god.
I was in the fifth row.
Wow.
Bro, that was the most amazing concert I've ever been to in my life. Okay. Seeing the whole Oakland Coliseum dancing.
Wow.
And he played for like 3 hours, bro.
Seriously?
Yes, he was amazing.
Bruno Mars, I could totally see being the dancing and his backup band.
He is amazing, dude.
I want to see him. I have not seen him.
I saw him at the Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was supposed to see him this year at Chase Center. But Butch was going to get me tickets, but then he kind of dropped off
he's doing that tour with Anderson Paak, right?
Yeah, dude. That's going to be dope. We should try to get tickets.
Yeah, my daughter's girlfriend saw them in Vegas.
Really?
And they said it was amazing.
I have to see it.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Phil Collins was another one.
Oh, probably one of the best musicians ever, dude.
I mean,
drummer?
Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah.
He got up there and just sang all his oldies.
He's very sick now,
I
heard.
He's very sick. I think he's in a wheelchair, if I'm not mistaken.
My God, it's
he's very, I don't know if it was cancer or something else, but he was phenomenal. The other ones that I was shocked by was the Rolling Stones.
I've never seen the Stones.
I saw them at Levi Stadium. I was standing right by the stage.
Oh, wow.
So,
did you guys drive them?
Yes. That's so nice. Tariq was there. Yeah, Tariq drove one of them. We, Charlie Horky, you met.
Yeah.
He's very good friends with them, and he used to do the tour.
Really?
Yeah, so Charlie is another one I want to get on the podcast, because he is, to me, one
international man of mystery, dude.
100%.
I love that dude. And I only met him for 2 hours,
dude,
bro.
We had dinner with him at a fucking great place.
I would love to sit with him, smoke a cigar, and drink a brandy with him, and just listen.
No, what I want to do is I want to bring him here, and I want you to interview him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dude, it would be
you guys got the repertoire.
That's the whole point. I already know this. He's got to tell you. He knows more about the industry than I'll ever.
We got to do a threesome.
Maybe do a
three-way.
Roger, you would die listening to him.
Dude,
too.
I would love to listen to Charlie.
Dude, so,
I mean, we got to make sure the statute of limitations are all clear.
even Jimmy, when I did the podcast with Jimmy, which you guys are going to see soon. You saw it already. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I got a text message from one of his friends who introduced us. He's like, hey, I might need to watch the podcast for legal reasons to get it clear with my lawyer.
Jeez.
And then he was like, did he say anything about Willie Brown? I'm like, no. So, yeah.
Jimmy's got
some crazy.
Yeah,
we had a good podcast. It was definitely fun.
I haven't watched it yet, but I imagine based on Jimmy's interactions with us on a daily basis. And the stories he just blurts out and says.
Oh, dude, the shit he says?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
But the stories,
they're real.
Yeah, you have a lot of stories, I have a lot of stories, but these guys have stories from, people who they've had in their back seats of their cars.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I told him I want to do a movie.
Figures of the world.
Yeah, oh, dude, he was telling me,
holy shit.
I want to do a movie.
It'd be like Forrest Gump, dude.
Oh, dude, for sure.
It would be.
Oh, my God, it was so funny. All right, so let's...
Favorite musical genre for you? I think I know.
Country.
What it is. Yeah?
Yeah. Country's, not to sound sappy, but through my hard times in my life.
Yeah, it resonates.
It resonates with me. When I was younger, I had a bout of. So growing up, I don't know if I told you this story, but my dad learned how to speak English listening to country music.
You did say that, yeah.
And my mom was soap operas, if I remember
correctly. So he's like, how you doing, Dave?
No, he never got the twang. He never got the twang.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy. Get your seatbelt on. Let me whoop your ass. No.
I'm fixing to cloud up and rain all over your ass.
But, so we listened to it a lot. So we listened to three styles of music.
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah.
Israeli.
There's only two styles, country and Western. What?
Country or Western is the same.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Guys, no, he's canceled.
That was my first miss, apparently. Yeah.
First, no, it's not his
Tariq,
first miss.
Can you edit that out, please?
But so growing up, we listened to country music, Israeli music, and Greek music.
Okay.
Because my dad understood all three.
Okay.
So growing up, that's kind of the vibe I got. But
now, Israeli music, what is it, like traditional or is it contemporary?
Yeah, so
or?
It's traditional. So it's a lot of like, there's an instrument called a bouzouki. That is, it's kind of like a, it's a cross between a banjo, it's a guitar, but okay. It has this distinct sound to it.
Okay.
And I'll let you listen later. But Israeli music is very lively for the most part.
Right.
Same like with Arabic music.
Right.
You know, there's always the sappy songs.
But there's festivity involved.
Everything's you moving around, jumping around.
I do notice that with a lot of stuff that I see from the Middle East.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing, a lot of like joining hands, a lot of,
yeah.
La, 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 shaking, right? I love the way. No, I mean, every time I do that.
Exclamation mark. That was a joke between
me and Tariq.
And Tariq's Jordanian Muslim. Please do not cancel us already.
What does that mean? Did I do something wrong? I thought that was like a joyful thing.
Well, you could. There's
but
two,
there's different meanings.
Yeah, there's different.
There is?
Yes.
Oh, crap. Sorry, I'm getting canceled.
Sorry,
this will be my last podcast. It's been great playing around, Dave.
Yeah, so country music for sure for me.
I you're the only guy I know that can go down to a gymnasium and crank your country music and get a vibe off that and start working out.
Yeah.
I can't. I love country music.
Yeah, I know you do.
But I can't.
For me, it gets puts me in my head into a really good place.
Oh, okay.
And so then I get to it actually helps me focus.
Does it?
Yeah. So when I work out, when I used to work out at Jesse's place, and I would always beg him to play country music. And the only time I got to play it is when there was nobody else around.
All right. So Garth and Reba was your first. Who's your favorite country artist? Did you watch the CMAs last night?
No. I have it on Hulu. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Who's my favorite country artist?
All time.
All time.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's so many.
There's so many.
But would you go back to like the 80s and 90s as your
Brooks
poll?
And Dunn.
Totally, dude. I just listened to Neon Moon coming in here.
Brooks and Dunn. You know, it's hit or miss for Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
I'm a big George Strait guy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm not so much into the female country singers.
Yeah.
There's not one that like resonates with me.
Shania. Martina McBride.
Yes, they're
amazing voice.
Amazing voice, but I just like it's a couple songs. Where like Garth and these other guys,
it's all of them.
It's all the songs.
Yeah. It's George Strait, dude. Like his,
I saw him live.
So did I. At the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos. That's how old I am.
Dude, that's fucking old.
That's in the round.
Oh my God.
Dude, the Circle Star Theater. For those of you that are local to the San Francisco Bay Area, you know what it is if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yes.
You know what it is. And it was different.
Yeah.
Different
Mike
place.
Used to talk about going to concerts there.
All the concerts were there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
All of them were there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, your genre.
See, I'm kind of, and I don't say it in a toot my own horn thing, but I'm kind of a renaissance man when it comes to music because I listen to everything.
You do.
I am not kidding you. If you listen to my Spotify, I have everything from Chopin, Beethoven, to Heat Wave, to Earth, Wind, and Fire, to Old Dominion, Strait, to Van Halen. I got everything.
Chopin. Interesting. I would not catch
you. Oh, classical music? Classical music gets me where I need to be mellow-wise.
Have you always been that way?
Yep. Well, since junior college, I took a music appreciation class.
Okay.
And it was all classical music. And it was breaking down the music. And learning and interpreting the music.
Okay.
And I got into classical music at that point.
I would have never, ever, ever in my fucking right mind think that of you.
Yeah, but it's...
I could totally see you being a renaissance of, like, rock and roll.
Everything.
Jazz. I could see that.
You know why?
Why?
KFRC.
Oh, yeah.
Back when we were kids.
Yeah.
They played everything, dude.
That's true.
There was no
one genre.
All
day long, it was a different genre.
Yep.
That's crazy.
KFRC, Dr. Don Rose in the morning.
Oh, my God. You're going way back.
But do you remember him?
Of course I do.
My dad was really good friends.
Oh, really?
He was such a great man. He was so nice.
Dude, we've been very lucky. The Bay Area has some good radio stations.
Oh, we've been super lucky. Yeah. KSJO was one of the best.
One of the best.
We missed that one.
Yep, though. Hot Country. We had the Hot Country.
What was it? The Bear?
The Bear down in San Jose.
Down in San Jose. Yep. Now what is it? Bay Country.
Yeah, Bay Country. I don't.
94.5.
I don't listen to regular radio anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well, because
I have Sirius. I have Spotify.
I have Spotify. I have my own channel on Spotify. Wow.
Sorry.
I'm going to start my own playlist and share it.
Us 3%ers over here. We listen to celestial radio still.
You have a dial still on the car.
I got to put the antenna out and adjust it on my car. God.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Yeah, music is our
special.
Escape, dude.
Music is special.
Music means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think Kenny Chesney says it like in one of his songs, I forget, you know, we all have that line in a song that brings you back to something.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Oh, 100%.
And I think you could probably you could put yourself at all different ages of your life growing up.
Yeah.
And you can pick out songs that you remember where you were when you heard that song or what it meant to you with a girl.
Right.
Or with something like that, dude, right?
Oh, I mean, for 100%, dude. And like you listen to a song and if it's a good song, you almost feel like you're playing it in your head.
Yeah.
A video.
And they never get old.
They don't.
They never get old.
Here's the thing that we're going to talk a little bit about music now.
I love it.
I love music.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think musicians are put on too high of a pedestal. Mm. I think famous people in general get put too high on the pedestal.
Yeah.
And it you know, obviously becomes of money. And then you're watching it now with everybody having an opinion about everything.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, that's social media, too.
Yeah, that really fucked up.
It really has hurt
It's hurt stuff. Society.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it that before. We don't need to get back
that's,
into it.
That's 10 podcasts in a row we could talk about.
Oh, easy. The effect. Easy. Okay, what's your favorite food?
We already did that. Pizza.
Oh, did I already do that?
Yeah.
No, I said fast food.
Oh, that was fast food.
Yeah, what's your favorite food?
See...
You're getting old. You're forgetting what we did minutes ago. How long are we in this already?
Wow. 35
minutes. Oh, man.
That's called CRS. Can't remember shit. I would say, because I'm a fat Italian guy,
uh-huh.
I'd say my mom's pasta.
Really?
Homemade pasta.
What kind of sauce is it?
She makes her own.
Like tomato-based sauce?
Tomato-based, bolognese type sauce.
Ooh.
I can remember as a kid. Oh, God. This is why I'm fat, man. I crank off the piece of French bread.
Yes.
And I just sit there and dip as she was making it in the pot on the... Oh, my God.
That sounds so good.
That's probably my favorite food.
Okay. Yeah. Sushi's mine, for sure.
Really?
I could eat it all day, every day.
God, I wish I liked seafood.
I love raw seafood. I love all the craziness of the ones that nobody wants to try. But
you and my wife have to go to sushi then. My kids, they're exactly the same way.
We'll have to go. Dude, you know what? But you brought up your mom's pasta, which that got me to think about my mom's cooking, my grandma and my mom's cooking.
Yeah.
Stuffed bell peppers.
See, I don't think I've ever had.
Oh.
What are they stuffed with?
Meat and rice and to make. He knows how to make it.
I'll have my wife.
Oh, dude. I mean. I can't think of anything that I remember so deeply
really?
Of my grandma and my mom's cooking.
That's awesome.
And it brings me back to like when I was really young and going to Israel and we would stay at my grandma's house.
Right.
This was my mom's mom who I never met my mom's dad or any of the guys that my grandma married after the fact. But she had a 3-bedroom apartment house. Everything's apartments pretty much over where they lived in Givatayim, which is... part of Tel Aviv. It's a little suburb of Tel Aviv. Initially, she lived in Bnei Brak, which is a very religious corridor of Orthodox Jews. Not ultra-Orthodox, but just Orthodox Jews. And then she moved there because she wanted to live closer to her other daughter.
Right, okay.
And so every time we would go to Israel, she would make this for me.
And did she, like, have all the ingredients that she's growing it and stuff?
No, because... No, the bell pepper. I mean, she bought everything from the store, but the sauce that she made, I mean, it's to die for.
There's nothing better than our grandmother's cooking.
Oh, stuffed grape leaves my grandpa used to make.
But the problem is when they're gone, like, it's if gone. It's not handed down, it's gone.
Hani has all the recipes.
Oh, good.
Hani has been picking my mom's brain for years on the recipes. And she actually put it on this app that she shared with me so that I have it too. I'm trying to think. Like, there's just, and I don't want to talk about Israel, but there's just so many good memories I have.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly remember, like, just being able to walk around and, like, you see, and I don't want to get into this too much. I just such good memories of Jews
around
and
food,
food and Jews and Arabs all together, and food.
Oh yeah,
nobody cared about anything. They just and it was dude.
You're breaking bread with each other, right?
That's all it was.
That, like, there's things that it's just so common.
It's crazy. So, yeah, great memories. We'll get off track now. Okay,
I thought we were talking about music, but whatever.
Well, I didn't want to get too into the music because I was going to start bitching about how they think they're so special, but they create things that have such powerful.
They are put on a pedestal,
right?
But they bring so much joy to so many people.
I agree.
You know, I think that's the beauty of music. Like, when you're having a crap day,
yep,
you can put on your favorite song and chill and just kind of lose yourself in it.
And it's
when you're driving
so powerful.
Or something. Yeah,
so fucking powerful. So I'll get off my rant about that. I mean, I was gonna keep going.
No, it's. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's every celebrity now.
Yeah. It's now every celebrity.
I would kill to have that one celebrity. And everybody says Keanu Reeves is that guy. That is like just a dude.
Yeah, I've heard really good stuff about him.
Yeah, I've heard he's a dude. He rides motorcycles, he shoots guns, he's a chill guy.
I heard Matthew McConaughey is the same way.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's
no, Buick, right?
No, he was Lincoln first.
Is he Lincoln
He
first?
Was Lincoln now.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know before if he was Buick.
Yeah. Well, they live in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Keanu doesn't, though.
Where does Keanu live?
He's in Southern California.
Is he a Southern California?
But, like, you get a lot of money. You're making a lot of money. You're doing great things. You're a celebrity. Why do you have to change?
Yeah.
You know, like Chris Pratt, I heard, is like a totally good dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see Ryan Reynolds being a cool dude also.
He seems like it.
Yeah,
I think he seems like it. Do you watch that show, The Wrexham?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, it's so funny.
I love it. I haven't caught up yet. So
I have to watch it.
Yeah, season two.
Is it Welcome to Wrexham or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's a great show, but I'm trying to think of other questions.
Let's see.
What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
I'm a soccer guy.
Yeah.
Dad and uncle played soccer when they were younger. My uncle actually played for semi-pro.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so did your father-in-law.
So did my father-in-law. Dude, how
Seattle
cool
Sounders.
Seattle Sounders. Yeah. And he played with Pele.
Oh, that's right.
He was in the same team with Pele.
I watch soccer and I say, those athletes are amazing. And then I watch him get a wind blow by him and they fall over writhing in pain. What is this, you weenie?
45 minutes of pretty much constant running.
Oh, dude.
If not more.
The athletes that are out there, no question, they're the best athletes in the world.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So basketball, did you play growing up?
Mm-hmm.
You played in high school, right?
Yeah.
And then your both daughters play? Or okay.
Yeah.
But
I coached them.
You did?
Yeah.
Alyssa's
my oldest. She was a five-year player at Redlands University.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So she's a stud with that. Juju's my youngest. She stopped playing basketball about 3 years ago.
Okay.
She just got, I think she got burnt. She was a two-sport athlete.
Oh, she
going
was?
Through high school.
What did she play else?
She was softball and basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think she just got burnt. She said, I just kind of want to be a kid and have fun. So she's not, she's doing intramurals now at Cal Poly Pomona.
Oh, really?
And she's smoking it, dude. She scored 30 points the other night.
Nice.
She's like, I'm out of shape, but I got 30 points, Dad. I'm like,
dude,
all right.
That's fun.
She was, if she would have stuck with it, she could have been as good, if not better, than Alyssa, in my opinion. Alyssa's amazing, dude.
Yeah, I've kind of followed Alyssa's.
She's a stud.
Dude,
she's set
solid.
Records and just, yeah.
That's so proud.
I'm super proud of it.
Yeah.
What bums me about Alyssa is there's nowhere else for her to go after this.
Yeah. Like, it kind of sucks.
It sucks.
And it this could actually be another topic we could do on another day.
We should.
Men and women sports.
Oh, God. We could do that forever.
We should probably do that. That's a topic we should do. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see somebody like her who's so good at it
But her love for basketball transcends everything.
Yeah,
dude.
You can tell.
She's coaching for free down there now.
Dude, that's crazy.
She joined their staff, and he said, I can't pay you, the coach. And she's like, okay, I'll keep doing it because I love this game, and I want to bring that passion to other kids that play for us.
That's solid.
Yeah,
that's
dude. That's a great solid. Her passion for basketball, like, I don't know what she's going to do when she's not on that sideline.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's
gonna
be rough.
It's going to be rough for her.
Hopefully she can find her way to maybe the WNBA, even if you're coaching or staff.
Maybe.
Yeah, just to be involved.
WNBA is tough. I mean, it's the top 1% to 2% of female athletes.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still be involved in basketball and not
be a
player. I mean, imagine she could get a job at, like, I mean, didn't Las Vegas...
I want her to get hired at the Warriors.
Dude,
I mean, I have friends up at the Warriors.
A couple people you know there.
Yeah, and I would love for her to start a career at the Warriors because they're an amazing organization.
They take care of their people.
They're people that I know that work for them.
Yeah.
Adore that organization.
Really?
So they're doing it right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's solid work.
And I'd love for her, but she's got to move back here then. And
she wants
I don't know
to.
I think she does.
Maybe I'll just start like putting it in her ear.
Juju's going to probably stay as far away from mom and dad as possible.
100%.
Because she needs to be a peacock and spread her wings.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, and it's good for her. She's really happy right now, which
now,
is great.
Did her girlfriend move down there too?
She goes to Claremont.
Which is next door.
Next door.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
That's awesome.
They're both juniors. Yeah.
Nice.
So I think Juju will probably stay away. I think Alyssa's more of a homebody.
Yeah.
She's already said, I kind of want to come home. This whole week we've been talking about Christmas decorations. She's like, can I buy some Christmas decorations for my apartment? So she misses it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But the women's sports thing, I think the differences between the two men's and women.
Oh, it's massive.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a great topic to speak about.
Especially being you're an athlete and you're a father of two athletes.
Yeah. And the perspective, like, I'm a dude.
Right.
My perspective is, you know, one thing. Like, I watch WNBA basketball. I'm like, My wife's like, why are you like that? And I'm like, because it's not spectacular. And she's like, why? Because they're not dunking? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, I love the fact that there's a place for these women to go
right.
and play because they're amazing.
Yeah.
We have a couple friends that play in the WNBA, and a couple coaches of Alyssa used to play in the WNBA. And they're amazing athletes.
Right. There's no question.
But the game is so different from a men's game.
We probably should stop.
Yeah, we'll stop.
We'll stop.
We'll get
this
into
one.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
we'll
totally get into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that it?
I think we.
Any more questions?
I think we tapped out
Do
a question.
Do you want to know my size underwear?
No. I thought you were going to say something else, and I was going to say,
wow.
Dude.
As I.
Dude. That size?
What God, terrible.
We can't be taken anywhere.
Jeez.
All right, well, Jeff, well, I appreciate you coming on the Chaos Podcast with me.
You're
never allowed.
This will be my last one, apparently.
No.
Please don't cancel me.
Don't cancel culture. We just started.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Cancel culture.
I do want to thank everybody first before we end for watching us on YouTube, following us. It's really cool. We're just doing this for fun. There's really no seriousness to this. When we do have to talk about something serious, we will. But for the most part, this is just for us to kind of bullshit. Jeff and I go back really far back, and like there's just so much love between us that it's just so easy to just bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
And so
I could sit here all day.
I know.
I mean, let's
you
be
would
honest.
Want to because he doesn't work.
Anyways, I don't do anything here.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye, guys.
See ya.